Strange Adventure.
It was a busy day at the Martinville airfield. Captain Charlie Kennedy was going to try for a record flight in a free balloon. The event drew two of the town's more prominent citizens.
Patrick, I heard that Captain Kennedy expects to fly this balloon all the way to Brookhaven. How can he steer it?
Sheriff Patrick O'Brien gazed down at his little companion.
No, John, don't worry about that. The experts have figured out the air currents and know just where the balloon will go.
Well, let's look it over. I haven't seen a balloon like this since I was a boy.
You can if you want to. I'm going over and get a cup of coffee with the captain before the takeoff.
John Friday gazed up at the inflated bag of the balloon, then proceeded to examine the large wicker basket. He began daydreaming a voyage in the clouds. To add realism to his dream, he climbed into the basket and sat down in one corner. John had just closed his eyes when a sudden gust of wind struck the balloon. The great bag wavered and tried to lift. Sheriff O'Brien and Captain Kennedy saw the movements of the balloon and rushed to moor it with a drag rope. But too late. They clambered aboard as the balloon was carried from the ground. As the balloon rose above the town and set out upon the course directed by the upper air currents, Captain Kennedy turned to his companions.
Well, I'll have to make the best of it. Now we're in the air.
Out over the desert, the balloon swept along at a fair altitude when John Friday, looking over the side of the basket and thoroughly enjoying the trip, called out,
Say, that looks like a good place to land.
Patrick O'Brien agreed.
There's a house there, too, where we could phone and get transportation back to town.
Captain Kennedy pulled the cord that opened the valve in the top of the bag. The balloon came down slowly. It was still high when the occupant saw a man step out of the cabin. Kennedy waved to him as he continued to release the hydrogen from the bag.
It looks like we'll have a welcoming committee. Now look, as we get close to the ground, bend your knees and hang on. We'll have to make a rip landing.
Then the three men braced themselves for a crash, and the cabin was directly in the path of the descending balloon. The wind shifted and the craft narrowly missed the cabin and brought up with a jar against the ground. An old prospector appeared from behind a boulder.
Hey, what you fellas looking for down here?
John Friday smiled at the visitor.
Oh, we're not looking for anything. We're just flying the balloon around, that's all.
Patrick O'Brien made a surprising discovery.
Say, look here. Somebody's been shooting at us. Look here at this bullet hole.
Maybe somebody took you for gold spot.